Bacon.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Away we go. A great day to be alive on a Thursday. Live from the Orpheum Theater in Madison, it is Kyle Brusten Northman with you. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app available in your app store. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, both on assignment today. So it's just the duo of knuckleheads. I'm Alex Strofe in for the fellas alongside the six-year NFL veteran, the University of Wisconsin legend back in Madison, Brad Northman alongside me as we are live at the Orpheum Theater for Made 'Em Believe tonight, featuring Josh Gosser, Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, Bo Ryan, Ben Brust, and more here at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets still available. Few left. UWHoops2015.com to get those. Bradley,
well,
what a setup.
Yeah. It's a setup, all right, and you set it up beautifully, as always. But there's something that I need to set up for you.
What are you talking about?
And that's a vision of you on the pitcher's mound at the Lakeshore, what is it, the Chinooks.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wasn't there to view it with my own two eyes, but I saw enough video and enough angles to just be left confused and just a bit nauseated is too strong of a word, but I feel a little bit embarrassed for you, Strofe. I want you to take me through you at the mound. Now, you look the part.
Uh-huh.
You look like you've got – did you spit?
I didn't actually spit. It was
okay,
a fake spit.
A fake spit at the mound. I got to know. You threw the ball.
Mm.
It didn't hit your mark. Now, did it? It went way over the catcher being Ben Brust.
Yep.
And I just got to know what was going through your head.
Okay. Well,
set the scene because I need an explanation. KBN Nation needs an explanation
for the
performance.
I really thought, Brad, we were going to get through all 3 hours with just ignoring what happened last night
at
Capco Park.
Can't do it, won't do it.
So, if you missed yesterday's show like Brad did, the three of us, Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, myself, Alex Strofe, were out at Capco Park. We did the show live from there. We knew going in that I would be throwing a first pitch. We did not know, though, until we found out about midway through the show yesterday, that Kyle Wallace would also be throwing out a first pitch. And Ben Brust had the opportunity to catch for both of us. So we made a little lunch bet, Kyle Wallace and I. And Kyle went out to the mound first. I went second. Kyle bounced it in. But it was down the pipe. It was on target.
Did it hit before the plate or after the plate?
Before the plate.
Okay.
But Benny was
scooped it up
by him, showed off his athleticism.
Benny Scoops.
Benny Scoops, indeed.
Benny Scoops.
Well, this is a different context of Benny Scoops. I mean, Dublin, Ireland between the Steelers and Packers didn't really pay off for that version of Benny Scoops. But Benny Scoops last night on target with Kyle's first pitch. So I'm thinking to myself as I'm about to run out there, okay, I've got this. I just got to get it there. And I'll have a free lunch. Nobody will talk about it today. But I've realized listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning on ESPN Milwaukee and Wilde and Tausch this morning across ESPN Wisconsin, not one peep about Kyle Wallace's first pitch.
No.
Not one peep about that thing bouncing in. It was all about my pitch, which, let's just be honest with one another. Horrific.
Horrific.
Awful.
Ugly.
Traumatizing for me.
Children, avert your eyes.
Yeah. Hide the women. Hide the children. Strofe is on the mound. And hide the dogs, by the way. Because it was Bark in the Park night at Capco Park.
Oh,
there's like
no.
this beautiful golden retriever at home plate standing behind Benny. And what are we doing here? Real quick. Shot into the Chinooks. Great hospitality. Super fun night at Capco Park, despite the 8-0 loss to the Green Bay Rockers. But we had a blast. They knew going in. The reason they invited me out was the combine video. They're like,
yes,
hey, come get your redemption, bro. And for whatever reason, Game Ops decided it was a good idea to put a what I would assume like a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old golden retriever right behind Benny at home plate, which
unprotected?
Is a bad idea. Unprotected.
Oh, pray for that dog.
And okay, so I get up to the mound, and me and Ben had discussed earlier, we're going to do this thing. He's going to give me signs. I'm going to shake him off. We're going to do a little bit, and then I'm going to toss one in there. I said yesterday on the show, A, no warm-up pitches for me. B, I'm throwing it as hard as I can. I'm not letting up.
Wait. Stop right there.
Yep.
No warm-up pitches. I respect that. When's the last time you threw a baseball? Even casually. Like, hey, let's go out and play some catch.
It's been a few years.
A few years.
Minimum. It's been a few years at minimum. I've probably hucked one around in, like, the AmFam Field parking lot.
Okay.
But not there, or not recently.
Okay, and then you said you were going to throw it as hard as you can.
And I did.
That couldn't be as hard as you can. I can appreciate.
The issue is I let go way too early.
Well, yeah, because it sailed over Ben's head. The mascot was standing right behind Ben, and you can see in the picture, his head looked up to the sky as he saw a bird as if it was flying over his head. I think they were in a state of disbelief with the ball going there. Did you try to aim it? Like, did you try to, like, okay, you saw Ben's glove and you tried to aim it?
Oh,
or you just, like, it's forgivable to run the 3-cone the way you did. Because it's kind of a strange.
Is it forgivable? Because that's been used against me every day for the last 4 months.
But, like, it's strange, right? You're turning, you're going back and forth. Throwing a ball is something that a 2-year-old can do to some degree. Like,
yep.
It's a inherent human instinctual action.
Yep.
To take something in your hand, round, mind you,
round,
and throw
yes.
it with any level of accuracy and strength.
Yeah.
And so you tried to rocket it, and it went over Ben's head. Way over Ben's head.
Way over Ben's head, yeah. I threw that puppy about 20 feet in the air. And at Capco Park, the backstop is further back than traditional ballparks. It hit the backstop.
No.
It went about as far back as you could imagine. I completely missed the mark. It was over what would have been a left-handed batter.
Oh.
It would have been, you know, 10 feet over their head and then some. So it was about as an atrocious of a first pitch as you could have imagined. Alex Stroh, Brad Nortman with you. It's Kyle Bruston, Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin, live from the Orpheum Theater. Ahead of Made Him Believe, tickets still available at uwhoops2015.com. The show gets going tonight at 7 o'clock here at the Orpheum Theater. But we are discussing my first pitch at the Lakeshore Chinooks game last night, which was horrendous. If you haven't seen it yet, get to YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube. I'm sure Will will be sprinkling it in throughout. And what he just popped up on the screen.
Look
is,
at that. That picture is a must-see picture.
It's some good height on that puppy.
So unbelievably bad.
It's a ground-level picture, and the ball is, like, equal to about row 9 in the stadium. The mascot is looking up. Ben is grasping. Look how close that dog is.
Yeah.
That dog is legitimately right behind the batter's box. I mean, did you warn them? Did you warn the baseball
I
team
felt
or the
like
operators?
It, well,
like, you might want to clear
two
the way.
Two things on that. Number one, I thought I was going to throw a strike. I legitimately believed it.
Why did you think that? Was it just you are a man of such self-belief?
Yeah, I have this irrational confidence in all things I do that I am going to be perfect at it. Thus was born the NFL Combine I did. Thus was born the idea that I could throw a much better first pitch than Jordan Love, which I did not do last night. Referring back to on Memorial Day when Jordan Love threw the first pitch at AmFam Field for the Brewers game. It was awful. A couple things on the Carbless Talk and text line, which if you've seen the video and you want to roast me, bombs away, baby. 800-990-3776. Chef Ed says, Brad, I told Stroh that he would throw a wild pitch, and boy was Chef
wow,
Ed right. K-Walk chimes
it.
In. Was it worse than the one where the girl hit the cameraman with the ball? I don't think it was quite that bad, but it was a worse throw. It wasn't as unlucky as that throw.
Yeah.
This wasn't 50 cent level. I didn't spike it. I just sailed it.
Yeah.
It was about as bad as it can get, though.
Yeah, the results were pretty bad. I mean, and you did. I could tell. You can tell from the video you want it to be so accurate. I mean, you did the high leg kick. You did the whole thing. It just felt like upon release, there was just a last-minute lack of, wait, when do I let go of this thing? And you just let it go too early. What I do respect, though, without a hitch, You walk off the mound. Yeah. You give a fist pump. You give a hand wave. There's no level of shame in your walk or in your look. So
no,
at least you walked up with your head held high.
So similarly to the combine, I wasn't surprised, right? I wasn't surprised at my lack of athleticism. But in every video, and I know we haven't played the audio, but if you watch the ones that I posted on social media, on Instagram, at StrofeESPN, on Twitter, at Alex_Strofe, one video is a buddy of mine who works with the Green Bay Rockers. He's part of their broadcast team this summer. He's a couple years younger than me, a really good up-and-coming play-by-play guy by the name of Joey. He recorded one from the stands. So that's the video from the stands. And you can just hear him go, "Oh, my God." And then the other angle I posted was recorded by my girlfriend. And you hear her go, "Oh, no.
Oh, that's your girlfriend."
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that's Allie. Who's
there's
recording that
disappointment
one.
In her tone.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And you know,
was there like oohs and like, oh, heard me the crowd?
I heard a couple of laughs. because I think some people, like, we had a couple different people before we took the field for the first pitch come up to us and be like, "Oh, we're such big fans of the KBN. We came out to see Stro fail at this." Right? Like, I think there was a level of expectation for a few people in the crowd that knew what they were getting into when they came. You know, if they came to see me do it, I think they had a level of expectation of, "Oh, the first pitch isn't going to let you down. It's going to be bad."
Oh, my
and
God.
And bad it was. Here's the audio. Listen, this is my girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Yep. From that same video that your girlfriend took, you can see Kyle there, like, watching you. And then right when it sails, he spins around, he laughs. Kyle's never felt more validated.
Yeah.
You're right, because he, look, respectable pitch. It hopped in front of the plate, but he got it most of the way. Now, this was the full length of a normal pitcher's mound,
yeah,
right?
60 and a half. We went to the top of the mound, 60 and a half feet. So 60 feet, 6 inches is what it is from the where Ben was from the top of the mound. We agreed we had to do the top of the mound. We did the top of the mound. It was about as bad as it gets. Now the question is out there. What's next for me?
I mean, that's...
Retirement?
Yeah, I mean...
Watch your mouth.
Do you want to keep it going? Are you looking for redemption? What are you looking for, Strofe?
Here's a couple of places my brain has gone in the last, 18 or so hours. Is, number one... Do I start practicing and hope to get a first pitch at AmFam Field sometime this year?
Mm.
Little redemption story.
Okay.
Do I just pivot to another sport and see if I can find my lane, right? We've been talking weeks now. Can I get 103 points made in 90 minutes, right? Is basketball my next sport? I've done football, kind of, right?
Yeah.
I've done the three-cone drill, the combine routine. I've now done baseball, the first pitch. Is there a different sport I need to try? Do I go work out with Jen Latta's daughter's team at T-ball? That was offered to me this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, which I don't know if I'm willing to do that because I would probably get embarrassed by – I don't know how old her daughter is, but if she's playing T-ball, I imagine, 7, 8, 9?
Yeah, it's about that.
I don't want to get embarrassed by 8-year-olds.
Yeah, so a couple of things that come to mind. I love the idea of an audience, and you had an audience for this one
because
that way we can all enjoy the show, if you will. How are you on skates, Strofe? I'm thinking a little Admirals ice hockey.
I fractured my elbow ice skating once. I think I'm afraid of that.
No. How'd you fracture it?
Okay, so I was on a date with one of
You're
my.
You're on a date?
I was on a date with one of my ex-girlfriends.
Not even
my ex-girlfriend. Like
cool.
A girl I was kind of
cool.
dating in high school. My mom dropped me off. I was like 15.
Cool.
Stop it,
Will.
Stop it.
You're 15.
So I was in Green Bay, and I was on a double date with the girl I liked, and then her friend and my friend who were dating. And we all went together. And I just couldn't figure it out, right? Like, I just kept falling. And then I fell so hard on my elbow that I was like, I think I'm injured. But I powered through. I went home. I took a nap. I woke up. My elbow was all swollen.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, no. What do I do about this? And, you know, we went to, like, an urgent care. And they're like, you can wear a sling if you want, but it's not going to do anything for you. So I just kind of walked around with a fractured, like...
You didn't get casted?
No, so nothing could... like that. It wasn't, like, super broken. I don't know.
Like
fracture might be
hairline
strong.
Fracture?
Yeah, something like that.
Wait. So you and your... Who is the foundation of this date? Because I'm sure the guys talked about it.
So, hold on. I got to get to the crescendo of this date. So Actually, my mind is foggy. Here's actually what it was. It was me and a girl who's now a lawyer. Congratulations to her.
Wow.
And then it was her best friend, who I later had a crush on, but that's not for here.
You fall for him.
The girl that I was dating, her future boyfriend.
Wow.
So here's
that's
what's interesting.
That's a wild relationship.
I haven't relived this in a while, and I'm realizing there may have been some funny business going on at this date.
Oh, no.
Because we go on this date. I fall. I hurt my elbow. I get home. I take a nap, and I'm like, ow, I'm in pain. I get a text from the girl I'm dating breaking up with me.
No.
Right after the ice skating date.
That's all she needed to see. I need to see no more.
So maybe she was ahead of her time.
And she's the lawyer?
She's a lawyer now, yeah. But she's ahead of her time. And that was like the whoa, I saw this dude try to ice skate.
But who decided on ice skating?
I think it might have been me.
Because, again, like, you are setting yourself up in environments where you're not prepared and not set up for success, whether it be throwing a pitch or the three-cone combine or the NFL draft combine. You got to pick your sport where you can walk in, where you know you've got a little bit of confidence behind you.
Can you ride a bike?
You're throwing yourselves into environments where you're only asking for tragedy.
800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. We are reliving my first pitch from last night. I have more ice skating details in a moment as well, because I've gone twice. I went with a different girlfriend another time. Also bad.
Oh,
we'll get to that in a second.
Strove.
But I want to hear from KBN Nation on this, because I can't be done. I heard Mark Tauscher on Wilde and Tausch today. He said the piece of advice he has for Strove, more. Do more. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Look, I know I'm unathletic. I wear that. I'm aware of it. So what should I do next? Because maybe at some point we'll get a victory. We'll get something that makes you go, wow, that was good. Just like speaking of wow, that was good. Look at Benny Brust on stage right now. He looks handsome as hell. Benny, you look handsome. Just want KBN Nation
so
to know that.
So sharp.
You look good, pal. You look really
good.
It's
a very trimmed button down here.
Yeah,
it's got to be tailored.
Here's the thing about Benny when he wears button up shirts. He always has a button or two too many open.
Yeah,
like
it's too much chest.
He doesn't have chest hair, so he doesn't look masculine. I think he thinks he looks masculine because he's like reliving the glory days today.
Yeah.
He doesn't look masculine. He flipped me the bird.
He's got like the cuff buttons open, both of them open. It's a combination of like, hey, I'm cool, but I'm also dressed up here, spearheading me.
Okay, we've got a ton of ideas rolling in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776, of what is next for me. We will get to those, maybe pick our lane, what should I do next, and we will get to plenty more. We've got a ton planned for you today on KBN, live from the Orpheum Theater. Tickets are running low, but there are still a few available. UWHoops2015.com is your way in to get tickets here at the Orpheum Theater. We will continue to talk my first pitch. Coming up next, Brad Nortman, Alex Strove with you. It's Kyle Bruston-Nortman live at the Orpheum Theater.
Oh, my God.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Best
body.
Yeah. Get over it, man. I'm hot. Next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman live from the Orpheum Theater in Madison ahead of Made 'em Believe reunion of the 2015 Wisconsin Final Four team. Who's on the agenda tonight, you ask? Well, let me tell you. How about Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan will be here? How about National Player of the Year Frank Kaminsky will be here? How about Wisconsin legend first-round NBA draft pick Sam Decker will be here? How about Captain America, the glue of that team, Josh Gosser will be here? And then, yeah, Ben Brust will be here too. Hollywood Brust, as we're referring to him.
Yeah.
I saw somebody on YouTube said, it's Ben's night. I know he's feeling untouchable. Hollywood Brust tonight on ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube channel. He's locked in. He's looking good. Looking forward to Benny and the crew putting on a big show. If you are in the Madison area and you are a Badgers fan, I got to call this must-see. You can't miss it. Can't miss event. There's still some tickets available. UWHoops2015.com is the website. Brad Nortman, Alex Roth with you here on Kyle Brust and Nortman until 5 o'clock today on ESPN Milwaukee. We are reliving not a great moment for me last night at the Lakeshore Chinooks game as I threw out the first pitch. And boy, when I say I sailed it, I don't even know if that does it justice. I mean, I sailed it. Ron of the Key on the Carbless Talk and Text Line said, it's a bit at this point, right? You're trying to go viral, please. I hate to admit that this is not a bit. I wish I could be like, yeah, you got me.
Yeah.
Joke's up. No, it's not. I tried. I threw that thing as hard as I could, and it flew.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, you know, KBN Nation, you all know Alex Strofe on the mic. And the Alex Strofe off the mic is very similar, honestly. He's like the same guy. And so he carries a level of confidence with him that makes him feel like he can walk into any circumstance and be able to do the thing. And most of the time it benefits him, especially on the radio, where he's very well equipped and very well versed. But it is a disadvantage, a thorn in your side when you walk into the Athletic Arena. And I was thinking, I want to know what other area you're confident in, because that's what makes this is so fun, right? Because you walked into the combine situation, probably not thinking you'd put up draftable type numbers, but
right.
respectable
yes,
numbers.
Right. Not draftable.
And you were so confident on the mound,
yep.
telling us and our audience that you'll throw a strike. It'll be a laser beam strike.
Did you
no
hear
problem.
What I told Brust?
No.
I think Bruss texted every host on ESPN Wisconsin today just to let him know what I told him before I threw the pitch. I said, dude, are you sure you don't want to, like, find a catcher's mask?
Oh, my gosh. See, you can't make up and you can't fabricate that kind of confidence. So I want to know, Strofe, what are you confident in? Because I put together a short list of certain things that I think I want to see you at. And I want to know where you think, you know what? I can conquer that.
I think, like, in terms of the sports I'd feel confident in are pickleball, tennis, darts. That might be the list.
So tennis would be interesting. So could you return a serve from, like, you know, a UW men's tennis player?
How many tries do I get? Just one?
Five?
I think I could probably return one.
No
racket.
Shot.
Will.
Those things are coming in at, like, over 110 miles per hour.
Those things are fast. Fast.
You just got to get a racket on it, though, because it'll do
but
the rest
of
the work.
But you have to get it
work.
Back in play.
Right, yeah.
Return.
As long as I get a racket on it, we'll be okay.
It could go any direction.
Okay, but I have confidence that I can angle the racket correctly in five attempts and get it back over the net. Now, once it gets back to them, I don't know if I can get it back again, but I think I can return the serve.
So Lexi's sister is a tennis player at the University of Portland. Okay?
Shut up.
Yes.
Oh, so we have easy access.
She's very good.
That's D1.
I wonder if you can even return her serves.
She's a D1 tennis player.
She's a D1 tennis player, and they play Pepperdine and just all those schools, right? She's going to be a sophomore. When she was like a junior in high school, she had a tournament.
Okay.
Maybe even younger than maybe sophomore. She had a tournament in Jacksonville, so I went to go like warm up with her, dude. Those serves, I was trying to get back to them. Before long, I was just getting out of the way because those serves come back. They go up there and it's boom. I mean, it is coming at you. So let alone I couldn't even get a racket on it. So I don't think you can get a racket on. I'd be curious if we can even get her to come do it, because I'm not sure you can even return any of her serves.
I like the idea of
can you return
Lexi's sister serving to me. That's not a bad idea by you.
Yeah.
That might be what's next. I want to get to some of the ideas from KBN Nation on the cardless text line. 800-990-3776 is your way in to the talking text line. You can call in too, but text is where some of these ideas are rolling in. This one from Cody, and it's almost offensive. Strofe should do a first kick at a Milwaukee Wave game. They typically have little kids do that.
Is that like on the goal, or how do they do that? Now, a penalty kick would be interesting. See if you could even score.
Yeah.
You should be able to do that.
Yeah.
When's the last time you kicked a soccer ball?
My senior year of soccer, when I played varsity soccer for the worst team in the state because I lost a bet.
That's right.
Yeah.
I do want to see you shoot a basketball, because you claim that you score double digits on JV.
That
you were a baller of
sorts. Yeah, I was okay at hoops. I just haven't played hoops since college. I played a little bit of intramurals, but I really haven't shot a basketball probably outside of like 10-minute stretches in the with the basketball hoop if I'm bored in my apartment building.
Yeah.
I really haven't shot a basketball consistently for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. So that would be rough.
What about we've talked about this before and need to execute it, catching one of my punts.
Yep, we got to do that.
That was
because I saw somebody texted and I missed who it was, so I apologize whoever said this. It was Frank on the text line. He said catching punts from a jugs machine, but I think I should catch punts from you.
Yeah, I might as well have them be for me.
Yeah, we got to do that. Now, you have told the story before of you punting a football, and you haven't told the story in years, but you punted a football to a family member, right?
Yes.
And what happened?
He tore a ligament in his finger, and I was still warming up. Now, I was pro level at the time, so it was at some of my better time when I was at my kind of peak punting. But I was just doing one-step punts, what I would consider 50% level punts. I did uncork one, to his defense, and it came down like a rocket. And he had a pretty good rhythm for it. He was getting underneath it, and it came down, and it just like... it shot back his finger. And he was at the time an interventional radiologist. So he was performing surgeries with his hand.
Oh, no.
So he was out for like, he had to get surgery on it. He had to do some physical therapy.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
So you ruined a surgeon's career.
For several months, yes.
Did he still get paid though?
Yeah, he could just pivot to just reading.
So he could still contribute.
Yeah,
actually. Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it was a thing though, and it was pretty crazy. Yeah, he couldn't move it. It was nuts. People get routinely bruised. Their arms, their chest, routinely bruised because the ball comes down that hard. It's one thing to get underneath it, read the punt. It's another thing to, you know, have some courage to stand underneath it,
yep,
and then to actually catch it because it comes down very hard. Physics would tell you that it comes down with the same velocity that it exits my leg.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that is – okay, that's physics.
Yeah, that's physics.
I don't like that.
No. Oh.
You were supposed to talk me into that. I think you just talked me out of
it. Oh,
that
but
idea.
You're brave. You got confidence.
I would do it.
That's the Alex Strofe I know.
I think I could catch a punt from you.
Yeah.
Should I wear a helmet?
I could give you one of my helmets.
Okay.
Maybe give you my shoulder pads. Really
yeah, that'd be good.
You.
I could use some protection.
Yeah, you need some protection.
I'd wear gloves.
I need no more liabilities on my conscience.
Well, good news for you is I am not a surgeon.
True.
So you wouldn't be – I do press buttons,
you can talk.
Yeah. But I do press buttons. I produce the show regularly, so I would need my hands.
Yes.
But we could figure out a way around that if I do tear a ligament. Mike chimes in, Strofe should just stick to, like, bowling or shooting pool. I'm okay at shooting pool. I'm really bad at bowling. Craig chimes in, Strofe, you should just try e-sports. That's crazy.
Have you ever tried, like, skateboarding?
No, and that's a bad idea. I would hurt myself.
Yeah, I would hurt myself.
If he can't ice skate, he can't skateboard.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I like electric scooters, but I don't have to do much on those.
Yeah, you just ride them.
Yeah, I could try to do tricks on an electric scooter. But yeah, no, that's a bad idea too. Okay, keep those ideas coming. We're going to figure out what's next for me because my irrational confidence is still there. If you gave me another crack at a first pitch, I'd throw a strike. I'm confident.
How can you say that?
Because I know what I did wrong now.
Oh.
I might overcorrect and bounce it in, but the third time's the charm on that. So
this is
I would
the confidence that is just setting you up for failure.
Well, the Chinooks texted me late last night, our contact Joey from the Chinooks, and he's like, dude, you're welcome back anytime. That was electric.
That's amazing.
And I don't
at
agree
least
with
you're
him
in demand.
Well, that's probably strong. But I'd like another crack at a first pitch at some point. Sadler and Madison chimes in, Strofe should try ballet.
Oh, some pretty good suggestions.
My girlfriend was an NBA dancer, so she's a terrific dancer. She was a collegiate dancer, danced in the NBA for a while for the Indiana Pacers, so she's a little heartbroken this week. But when she lived in Indiana, she danced professionally and worked for the Indiana Pacers and was part of their dance team and did some stuff there. So I could get some good pointers on dancing. I don't know about ballet. I'm not sure if she ever did that. But you know, I could maybe learn a little hip hop
routine.
Yeah, I could dance for you. We're at the Orpheum Theater. We have a stage. I mean, I could come up with something there. So,
does it feel? Well, maybe it's in bad taste to say.
Uh oh.
Does it feel like a little bit like Abraham Lincoln style up here?
Well, that's where we're sitting. We're like in the booth. We're
it's poor taste.
100% in poor taste.
We are like in one of those like
you're referring
side
to the
booths.
Assassination of a president of the United States.
Yes,
yeah, it's a little
yes.
bit in poor taste.
It just feels that's the, not the vibes I get, but like I've never been in like a side balcony little suite like we are right now.
You don't think anybody's out to get you, do you?
I don't think so.
Well,
I'm going to keep my head on a swivel by the stairs now.
Sure as hell hope not, but we will see. Dave from Aaron chimes in, Strofe, you failed at cornhole. No, my girlfriend failed at cornhole. I was good at cornhole. He says, try giving badminton a shot. Don't have to be athletic, and you shouldn't get hurt doing that. Yeah, that's a fair point by you, Dave, from Aaron. 800-990 is the Carbless talk and text line. And Brad, after the show, while we're here at the Orpheum Theater, I think I'm going to ka-ch- one of those Carblesses.
Oh, even just the sound of that ka-ch- and hearing Carbless gets me excited. It's a Friday for me. I'm off the show tomorrow. So right when the stroke of five hits, I'm going to be ka-ch- opening up a Carbless and enjoying everything that Carbless has in store for me, which is everything I love about it, right? I trust what's in the can. That's because I need to know what is going in my body. I trust the ingredients, and it is a guilt-free experience because I got to work out in today. I want to be able to try to live a little bit more of a conscious lifestyle, and Carbless delivers that for me. 100 calories per can, no carbs, no gluten, no sugar, and less carbonation. That way my stomach feels a little bit better when I drink it, and certainly less bloating, especially compared to all those other guys that are just flavorless and beyond carbonated. And speaking of flavor, there's a flavor for everyone. Tropical Bliss Variety Pack, Mango, Watermelon, those are the new flavors on the shelf. But boy, oh boy, something about the heat outside makes me dig the Margarita Variety Pack. The classic cocktails always have a place in the Nortman fridge. There's something for everyone. In fact, we're having some of Lexi's girlfriends visit from Florida. They've tried Carbless once or twice. They actually can't get it in Carbless right now. Fridge is stocked with Carbless. They were texting me, said, there better be Carbless there. I said, girls, you better believe there is. List is more with Carbless.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about those friends visiting a bit later in the show. What does a Wisconsin weekend look like? Must do Wisconsin weekend. We will talk about that a bit later. As Brad is hosting, how many women is it?
There's 7 women visiting, and they're all Lexi's great friends from Jacksonville. I'm good
so
friends
with their
husbands.
So are you involved in, like, the plans?
Well, I'm like daycare duty most of the time, but yeah, I mean, there's I'm coordinating driving, and even for the baby shower, which is on Sunday, which is what Lexi's celebrating, I'm there. We're gonna take pictures. I'm gonna show up later for. I'm playing a little bit of role in this baby shower.
All right, good for you, good for you. So we will get to that a bit later, but we are live at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Madison on State Street. You have to see this place. You got to get out here.
It's amazing.
This is going to be a must-see presentation for any diehard Badgers fan, especially Badgers basketball fans like myself. If you were a huge fan like I was of this Badgers team back in 2015 that made it to the national championship against Duke, Justice Winslow touched it, by the way. Mm-hmm. We can get that out of the way. I'm sure that'll be discussed at some point tonight. Josh Gosser, Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, Coach Bo Ryan, Ben Bruster, all here, including some special cameos, for about a 1.5-2 hour presentation tonight, reflecting on that run that was 10 years ago. There are still a couple tickets available. UWHoops2015.com is the website to get your tickets tonight. Secure those if you're in the Madison area. You got to be here. It's going to be so cool. I've been here looking at the run of show, looking at the stage, looking at Ben Brust in his button-up, looking as handsome as ever. I mean, it is going to be an absolute thrill tonight at the Orpheum Theater. So don't miss out. UWHoops2015.com is the website. But coming up next, we got to talk a little Milwaukee Bucks because the NBA draft, night one is in the books. Obviously, the Bucks did not have a pick last night. They didn't make any moves. They didn't move up back into the first round. They have the 17th pick tonight in the second round. But I heard Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio float an idea. And I hate to say it, it might actually make a little bit of sense. We'll hear from Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. Coming up next, it's Kyle Bruston-Nortman live from Orpheum Theater in Madison on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
And I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... All I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Brust and Nortman, ESPN Wisconsin, live from the Orpheum Theater in Madison ahead of Made 'Em Believe, a celebration of the 2015 Wisconsin Badgers National Championship runner-up team. Frank Kaminsky, Bo Ryan, Josh Gosser, and Sam Decker will all be on the stage here at the Orpheum Theater later tonight, moderated by our buddy Ben Brust, who is on assignment today. Kyle Wallace also on assignment. Alex Strofe and Brad Nortman hanging out with you until 5 o'clock on ESPN Wisconsin. Well, it is day two of the NBA draft, and while we will be excited for two Wisconsin collegiate athletes, Cam Jones and John Tanjay, who are both likely to be drafted tonight in the NBA draft, it's hard not to be a little pessimistic about the Milwaukee Bucks because there's not a lot they can do to stack the rotation around Giannis for the upcoming season, even though I think we are all pretty hell-bent that Giannis will remain a Milwaukee Buck in 25-26 and, you know, into the future. But it is looking like it could be a dim year, could be a bad year. And The Bucks certainly have the opportunity to ponder the idea of moving on from Giannis, because obviously it would be better to get something for him rather than nothing if he is to leave in free agency in a few seasons, Bradley. Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike, he uses the NBA Trade Finder unlike anybody else on the planet. Right, I remember when the Bucks traded Chris Middleton, we did some specialty programming that I had him on for. And on the radio, he was literally tinkering with the ESPN NBA Trade Finder, trade machine, you know, trying to figure out if the Bucks weren't done during the trade deadline last year, what more they could do. Mm-hmm. I think he might have been on a trade machine kick recently before he signed on the air and on Sportsmanlike this morning, because he has an idea and it's actually not awful. Here is Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike, ESPN Radio, weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on ESPN Madison, 5 to 7, leading into Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee. Here is what he threw out there as a potential trade option for Giannis in the Milwaukee Bucks.
In my opinion, if you're the Atlanta Hawks, after that night last night, you should be on the phone with John Horst, the general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks, this morning. And you should be calling him and you should say, John, I know you're not interested yet at this point in trading Giannis. Be respectful. But if that moment comes up, we'd like to be a part of the conversation. Oh, yeah, why? Well, here's why. So we have your pick next year if we want it, which means if we give it back to you and you want to have this bad gap year and you want to tank without Giannis, you will have a chance of getting A.J. DeBanza, who maybe could be your Giannis replacement. But wait, there's more. We also have the number one pick in the draft from last year in Zachary Risacher, who, as CeCe just mentioned, really shown flashes. Oh, and by the way, we have this guy that we drafted towards the end of the first round from Duke, who we have a contract extension already in place for, $30 million a year, by the name of Jalen Johnson, a forward. And he's from your state in Wisconsin. And we have a bunch of future picks. So we're going to give you all of these opportunities, these young players and draft picks.
That's Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike floating the idea of the Atlanta Hawks ringing John Horst's phone. And I'll just say this, Bradley, before I give you the floor. I have yet to hear a trade, a potential trade offer that's made me go, I actually might be open to that, until I heard that one.
Yeah, this trade, I had to listen to it a couple times, because normally when I receive any sort of Giannis trade input, it's met with rejection. So I'm just like, not interested. What could possibly be of great enough value to trade a cornerstone of the franchise and someone that helped remake not only the Milwaukee Bucks, but the city of Milwaukee? But that was an interesting trade, and for my opinion, for a couple of reasons. One is because what the Milwaukee Bucks get. If it were to come to the case where Giannis would want out, or the Milwaukee Bucks decide this is the time where we can reinvent ourselves, you're talking about a number of picks, which Evan pointed out, number one pick from last year. And I got to be honest, I didn't know much about, I'm going to butcher the last name, I'm just going to go by his first name, AJ, right? This Cooper Flagg of 2026, basically, where he was the number one recruit in all of high school basketball, going to BYU,
yep,
because he had a monstrous NIL deal. And in that clip, I believe it was either before or after that, he's, you know, Evan made the observation that some are saying that this guy's better than Cooper Flagg. And Cooper Flagg might be the best prospect since LeBron James, maybe with Wemby thrown in there, maybe Zion Williamson. All guys that are absolute dudes that would change your franchise. And not to mention Jalen Johnson, who is a Wisconsin native. And, I mean, there's a lot that you could work with. But most of these trades that I hear, when Milwaukee Bucks get a flood of talent and opportunities via draft picks, you would look at it and say, well, the other team is being completely gutted. And most of these teams are West Coast, so you're talking about them being the Western Conference, and they really have no path to a championship, which we know Giannis prioritizes. If it's the Atlanta Hawks, it keeps them in the wide-open East.
Yep.
And he's paired with scorer Trae Young, a couple other defensive-type pieces that they have, and they weren't a bad team last year. They were in the playoff area, and somebody like Giannis, paired with some of their current pieces, the Atlanta Hawks could really, really, really make some noise next season or the season after, and again, the wide-open East. So it would be, this is one of the rare trades where you both sides and the third side of Giannis might also look at it and say, kind of makes sense for everybody. Now, I'm still in the team, keep Giannis in Milwaukee because he's a bona fide superstar. Even if Atlanta does trade you that draft pick, that Milwaukee, you know, that would be reflective of their record. I believe that it's also the worst of the Pelicans and the Bucks. Mm-hmm. So the Pelicans stink. So you have a really good chance to get that number one draft pick. You might not. You might get the sixth overall pick. You might get the fourth. You might have to get the 10th. So it's not a sure thing, but this is the best trade I've heard where the Bucks, the Hawks, and Giannis would walk away and say, we are getting everything we want to some degree. It's the first time I'm having pause to being like, no. And it's like, well, that's interesting. My heart says no, but my head says
maybe.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
My ears are certainly open, you know, depending on what those future picks would be, right? Mm-hmm. Because I still think when you look across the landscape of the NBA and look at guys that have been traded for 4 or 5 or 6 first-round picks, they're not Giannis, right?
No,
they ain't Giannis. But if you throw in Zachary Sachet, if you throw in Jalen Johnson, if you get next year's pick, if you get multiple first-round picks, I mean, you'd need at least 3 or 4
right.
On top of those players. All of a sudden, we might be looking at something going, okay, this might work, right? Because Sachet, last year's first overall pick, seems to be a really nice up-and-coming player. Now, he played, what, 75 games this year, started 73 of them, averaged just over 12 points a game this season for the Atlanta Hawks. There's still plenty of growth to be had for him, but year one wasn't bad. Not rookie of the year good, but it wasn't bad for him. He's a guy that certainly intrigues me. I like Jalen Johnson's game a lot, mm-hmm. but maybe I'm biased because I think he's probably the second best high school basketball player after Con Knipple, who was drafted last night, that I've covered and watched up close and personal. I've been like, holy smokes, this guy's unreal.
Yeah.
That is a take from Evan Cohen that makes me go, hmm. So maybe there is a potential offer out there because I've said it time and time again, right? Like, I don't care if you offer me 76 first-round picks, you're not getting another Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
I might have changed my tune a little bit when I hear this from Evan Cohen.
Yeah, no doubt about it, especially if there is any decent chance of getting next year's first overall pick, because that's what you're looking for, right? You're looking for superstars. If you get 6 first-round draft picks, but they're all 6 through 15, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's not bad, but the real talent is really top-heavy in the NBA, not quite like the NFL. So I look at it and say, if you're able to have either the New Orleans or Milwaukee pick, and maybe, just maybe, you know, the NBA looks favorably upon the Milwaukee Bucks and you get it, that would interest me. And then the other thing is, if Giannis does want to come back and say, I'm a Milwaukee Buck. That's who I am in my DNA. Again, my big fear is in 2 years in free agency, he could just saunter onto another team. If he comes back and he says, I want to be a Milwaukee Buck, I don't know if the Milwaukee Bucks have this kind of leverage. I almost wonder if John Horst says, okay, then sign an extension.
Right.
Sign an extension. Right. We got 2 years left on your deal. Let's tack on another 3 at the end of that. So at least the Bucks, if Giannis ever does want to say in 2 years, you know what, I do want to go, at least you trade him and get something for him.
Yeah.
The biggest fear I have
Agreed.
Is free agency of 2027.
I agree with you on that, right, because, I mean, I think it'd be really, for the most part, dumb to move on from Giannis. Unless the package makes sense,
yeah.
right? And it needs to make a ton of sense. You need to look at that trade on paper and go, the Bucks won.
Yeah.
Which, think about how hard that is to do with the second-best player in the world in Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Totally.
If you are to trade him, I don't know what you could put on paper to make me go, oh, yeah, Bucks won. It's hard to do. But Evan brings up a fair point with Atlanta as a potential trade partner. I mean, if you're going dancing, it's like, that one might make a little bit of sense. We will talk more about the Bucks and maybe what they look to do tonight, if they are to make a move tonight of any capacity to shake up their roster for the 2025-26 season. It's very, 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 very unlikely anything involves Giannis tonight or even in the next coming weeks. I think it would be August or September if Giannis was to be moved, just given on the landscape of the NBA, let a couple chips fall, and then all of a sudden you never know. But I think it's unlikely they trade him to begin with. But anyway. All right, Brad Nortman, Alex Storff with you. It's Kyle Brust and Nortman live from the Orpheum Theater. It is Thursday on KBN, which means Brad and I, coming up next, get the team up on one of our favorite games we play every week, Over Under. Will Summers, who is producing the show back at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. By the way, what's up, Will? How you doing?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're loving
Excellent.
Will has a topic for us. He has set an over-under line, so it's a list of 10 things. We'll get 10 guesses to get as many as we can. Caller 12, you will get to pick which side you're on. The over or the under. Caller 15, you will be on the other side. Caller 12, caller 15 right now, you will be our contestants for over-under. 800-990-3776, 800-990-ESPN. Caller 12, caller 15, it is over-under time. Call, coming up next on KBN, 800-990-3776. Caller 12, caller 15, over-under is next on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
And you're disrupting my flow.
No, your flow.
Dang nabbit. Dang nabbit, I had a good flow.
Gee golly willikers.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman on ESPN Wisconsin, live from the Orpheum Theater ahead of tonight's Made 'Em Believe. You might be getting a little sneak peek in the background as Ben Brust rolling through rehearsal right now. We are located, this would be stage right?
Stage right, because I believe it's how the actors
Correct.
See it.
Yeah, so
the performers, if you will.
We are stage right above the stage, watching Ben Brust pace and run through his script for tonight. It is going to be a must-see event here at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Madison, so you still have some time to get tickets. There's not many left, but you better get on it because this is going to be must-see for any Badgers fans. UWHoops2015.com is the website for tickets. I'm Alex Stroph. That is the former NFL punter, former Wisconsin Badgers punter, Brad Ortman here on KBN today. Will Summers is our producer running the show. And each and every Thursday at this time, we play a little game, a little thing we call over-under.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for over-under on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Over-under time on KBN. Will Summers has a topic for Brad and I and an over-under line. Caller 12, caller 15 had the option of picking either the over or the under. We will have 3 minutes to get as many right as we can. Will, first, before you give us our topic, who are our contestants today?
We got Dorf in Cottage Grove. He's on the over, and Scott is on the under.
All right, Scott and Dorf. You said Dorf is on the what? Excuse me, sorry. I'm hearing things in the background.
The over. He was caller
12. The over. Oh, he believes in us. I'd like to hear that. Like to hear that. Well, what is our category? And Brad, I'll just say it now. I'm going to be our final answer because I don't often get to play this game.
I like it.
All right. So, Stroph, where did you throw out the first pitch last night, just out of curiosity?
I threw it out at Capco Park, the home of the Lakeshore Chinooks.
Which is by which body of water?
Lake Michigan.
Which is a part of which group of lakes?
The Great Lakes.
Correct. And what is the Chinooks mascot?
It's a fish, the Chinook.
All right, so for today, we are doing the 10 most populous fish in the Great Lakes. The over-under is set at 4.5. I think every time I've gone with you guys have scored 10 on me, so I had to toughen it up a little bit.
Would you say the over-under line was here?
4.5. And for reference, you have to get the type of fish, so you can't just say salmon. It has to be the type of salmon.
Oh, jeez, Will. I don't know types of fish. Okay, we're ready.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay, can I say sturgeon, or is there a type of sturgeon? Let's do this. Let's do this. Largemouth bass would be
largemouth
one of
bass.
Yeah, final answer.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Smallmouth bass, final answer.
Nice. Okay, huge.
Huge. Northern?
Yeah, those are a part. Are muskies? Are those only a part of, like,
this is embarrassing.
Normal lakes?
This is absurd topic. Okay, I know sturgeon spearing is big, but I don't know if sturgeon is a good enough answer here.
But I've never heard like a sturgeon characteristic. Like
I haven't either. Okay, so let's just go sturgeon. Final answer.
How? Oh my gosh. How about
muskie?
Are there muskies in?
I don't fish.
I don't fish either. At least not on the big lakes.
Wait,
but muskies are all. 2 minutes.
Hold on.
What's a Chinook?
Maybe a Chinook.
They are the Lakeshore Chinooks.
Has to be.
What is a Chinook though? I've never heard of that outside of the baseball team.
I don't know.
What's your number one option in your head right now?
Muskie. It's the state fish of Wisconsin.
Okay, muskie. Final answer.
Oh, goodness gracious. In trouble.
This is bad.
What other kind of fish are there even? I'm more familiar with, like,
like ocean.
Have we said
fish.
Northern yet?
We did not say northern.
Northern, final answer.
Okay. Nice.
How many northern. Do we have right?
Two.
How many guesses have we had?
I believe five.
Okay, so we have five guesses left, and we need to get three of them right?
Three, yeah.
Okay.
Three of five.
We have what have we not said now?
What about, like, is there cod? Because that's like a, there's like a fish fry, right? Beer battered cod.
Bluegill?
Bluegill?
Hold on. I think we're overthinking this. Bluegill. What do we eat? Salmon? But what kind of salmon is
that? 1 minute.
I was going to say, like, yellowfin, but it's tuna. that's in the ocean. Swordfish.
All right. We haven't. What have we not said? Muskie?
Snapper?
Okay, let's go bluegill, final answer. Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious.
There's got to be cod.
I got to do it, Brad. Okay. Chinook, final answer.
It's Chinook salmon. I'll give it to you.
Oh, Chinook salmon.
Oh, that's a salmon?
Wow, who knew?
Not me.
Not okay. I.
We have cod, three. Snapper.
Snapper South. That's not right.
Okay.
Cod, final answer.
I think.
Perch, final answer.
Yellow perch, I'll give it to you.
It's pretty good.
Do we need one more?
Dude, I'm out. I don't. What's on the menu?
10.
It can't be like
nine,
bullfish, can it?
8.
Catfish?
7.
You think catfish 6, is one of them?
No. 5. Well,
four, we're out of time. I got to do it. Catfish, two, final answer.
One.
Oh, my God.
I think that there's a couple of reasonable ones on here you guys could have got, like walleye.
Oh,
oh,
carp,
walleye.
Rainbow carp, trout.
Carp. Oh, rainbow trout.
Lake trout.
I wouldn't. Trout is bad, but
trout, yeah. We should have got trout.
Oh, man. All right. Well, congratulations to whoever had the under.
We do not look like outdoorsmen now.
Rob in the 262 says, Strofe, Brad, you guys are embarrassing. Which, Rob, fair point.
How do you know what kind of fish are in the Great Lakes?
Well, this might have been the all-time dumbest over-under time.
I mean, you guys got four, so I set the line perfectly.
Yeah, you did. Well done by you.
It was a good line.
Wow, I am embarrassed.
Trout, walleye, carp.
Okay. Well, that does it for over-under. Yikes. Coming up next, we have Jason Wilder coming up in about 10 minutes or so, 12 minutes or so, with us after next segment. So I do want to pivot to the Packers coming up next because I want to get into it a bit with Jason Wilder. But Pro Football Focus, known clickbait forum and platform, at it again, and it's got to be maybe the biggest load of bologna sausage I've seen this offseason.
Oh, wow.
I will tell you what that is coming up next as we talk a little Packers and get into a conversation with Jason Wilde. All still ahead in the 3 o'clock hour. Brad Nortman, Alex Drobe with you. It's Kyle Bruston Nortman live from Orpheum Theater ahead of Made Him Believe.